Aircheckdownloads.com.
Drink to Queen, anybody who's into Queen. Remember, Monday is Queen Day here on this little old radio station. Every hour, somebody will win a unique collection of Queen items, including the 2-CD special edition box set, the Made in Heaven video and CD. And there's more, a unique collector's item. Each hour, we're going to give away a very special vinyl pressing of your favourite song from the Made in Heaven album. Also, with the Queen and Virgin logo, and not only that, it'll be signed by the band as well. Pretty valuable piece of kit, huh? All you got to do is call us, and this is the number, please do make a note of it, 0891-111-400. Tell us your name, your phone number, and the band have also asked us to ask you what your favourite song is on the Made in Heaven album. If you'd like to call that number now, get yourself in on the action, you can. It is open, 0891-111-400, and all proceeds from the calls will go to the Freddie Mercury Phoenix Trust for AIDS Relief. Another exclusive from Virgin Radio. This is REM Electrolytes, the new one. As you probably noticed, the flu has struck this country in a huge big way over the past couple of months, and doctors here say December will be even worse. It's kind of stupid, right? Because, of course, December will be even worse, because every year on December 25th, millions of families up and down the country gather together to exchange colds and flus. Think about that, isn't it? Damn obvious. This is Robin Banks, Duran Duran on the way. Sharp music from Shed 7, who are playing Chasing Rainbows, Beautiful South, and Bon Jovi, Born to Be My Baby on Virgin.
I listen to Virgin quite a lot.
There's more music and less talking.
Back on the train.
Good James.
Virgin.
Blex.
We've gone too far this time. Anywhere we know, this could be right again.
Nearly 1 o'clock. This is Shed 7. Chasing Rainbows on Virgin. Here's something I'll be going to. Virgin presents Billy Connolly live in this country. He'll be at the Hammersmith Labatt Apollo in London from the 20th of January till the 8th of February. The dates are January the 20th, 21st, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 27th, 28th, 30th and 31st, and February the 1st, 3rd, 4th, 6th, 7th and 8th. Tickets and info, Virgin Radio Orange Directory, British Airways on 0976 100 500. Just don't sit at the front.
From Sky, on the hour, this is Virgin News.
It's 1 o'clock, I'm Gary Foster.
Next news at 2 o'clock, now back to Robin Banks.
Thanks, Gary.
Great music.
Songs that I'm into. New tunes. Gives you a good feeling. My type of music.
Virgin.
Virgin.
Virgin. Pretty
music. The UK's 12:15 a.m.
Virgin.
Okay. I've been doing this a few times ever since I started tonight at 10 o'clock. Some new words not yet in the dictionary. For example, the mistaken notion that the more you press an elevator button, the faster it will arrive. What the hell is that called? Well, that is called elephaceleration. Elephaceleration. The point at where a stream of drinking fountain water is at its perfect height, thus relieving the drinker from A, having to suck the nozzle, or B, squirting himself in the eye, is called aqualibrium. And possessing the ability to turn the bathtub tap off and on with your tobes is called aquadestris. Thought you might like to know that. They are everyday occurrences that happen, and now when they do happen, you'll be able to say exactly what they are. Aquadestris. It's a suede. Beautiful ones. This is Virgin. Hi, it's Virgin Classic Tracks. Today's best music. My name is Robin Banks. I was reading in the papers over the weekend that it's now completely and totally official. The etiquette of us British is at its all-time worst. Worst. Terrible. We're just a nation of unmannered heathens. If you disagree with me, in 15 minutes, I think you, yes, you, should take the Robin Banks etiquette test. Okay? In about 15 minutes. Robin Banks etiquette test. Just to see if you're up to it, if you're well-mannered, and if you fit into this wonderful society of ours. All right. Giving you the chance to have your say in the UK's biggest celebration of film and TV. It's what you've been hearing all about, the Lloyds Bank BAFTA Awards and their People's Vote. You and a mate of yours could be joining the stars there on the night. All you got to do is call 0345 44 33 55. Okay, 0345 44 33 55. Register your vote for your favourite film and TV show of last year. Film, I don't know, Babe, Madness of King George, Usual Suspect, Braveheart was pretty good. TV shows last year, Men Behaving Badly. Oh, Brookie, The Street, One Foot in the Grave, absolutely fabulous. Have I got news for you? Any of them, just vote. 0345 44 33 55. You can score yourself two tickets to the Lloyds Bank BAFTA Awards. Sort you out with dinner with the stars. You'll be sitting there amongst them. Dress hire, accommodation at the Grosvenor House Hotel, and first class travel to and from your home. That number once more. 0345 44 33 55. And remember, if you're not in, you can't win.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Bunch of flowers, box of chocs, lunch out, a nice quiet drive in the country. That's what Mother's Day is all about.
Wrong. This weekend, Virgin teams up with Nivea Visage, the face care range ideal for Mother's Day, to prove that mums are up for fun. And here's your chance to give your mum the present she really deserves. Does your mum dream of deep sea diving? Want tickets to see Eric Clapton, or even fancy a wild weekend in Amsterdam? You decide, and together with Nivea Visage, we'll make it happen. Dial 0345 46 56 66 and tell us her ideal Mother's Day treat. Then pump up Virgin, and dreams will come true with Nivea Visage, the Mother's Day gift. This weekend's a mother of a weekend, only on Virgin.
I think you should say, hello, my mother wants to go see a Black Sabbath in concert, isn't it? It'll be a Mother's Day surprise, wouldn't it? She could take you as well. Go on. I dare you. Oh, go on, go on.
You know I can't stay home.
This is Virgin.
Classic tracks, today's best music. 12:15 a.m. That's medium wave all across the country, and FM 105.8 in London and surrounding areas. It's good to be back. Missed you guys here for a week. It just didn't feel the same doing Mark Forrest's shift. He's back between 10 and 2 now. It's Phil Collins and Take Me Home. I thought I'd just play for myself because I'm back here and it's one up to 3:30. And it just feels like home. On the way, my top five list a little bit later on. The top five reasons why sitting at the back of the bus is a damn bad idea. Okay, top five reasons why sitting at the back of the bus is a bad idea. A little later on Virgin. Okay, hot news is around that the etiquette of the British is at its all-time worst. It's as low as it's ever been. In fact, even worse than as low as it's ever been. It's down there. It's being dragged in the gutter even as I speak. With that in mind, let's now take the Robin Banks etiquette test. I'm going to give you three questions, okay? Think about them with all your heart and soul. If you're there with somebody, both of you do it, or the gang of you do it. If you're there on your own, you're only lying to yourself. Okay? Three questions, and after You Two and Garbage Stupid Girl, New Music, Classic Human League, we'll see if our answers correspond and see just you know, if you've got a lot of etiquette. Question number one, should you say please when you want something? Okay? Question number two, should you push someone who pushes you? And question number three, should you hold a door open for a workmate because their hands are full? As again, should you say please when you want something? Should you push somebody who pushes you? And should you hold a door open for a workmate because their hands are full? All right, don't call or anything. I'll see you after these three songs. We'll see if our answers correspond. And we'll just see if this survey is true. British etiquette is at its all-time low. See you after these three. This is classic U2. A Sunday Bloody Sunday on Virgin Radio.
FM 105.8
and 12:15 AM.
This is Virgin.
Let me tell you right here, right now, that line doesn't work, okay? If you're thinking about being human, it doesn't work. Baby, while you were away, I was human too. Yeah, right. Take it from me, I know about these things. 17 to 4, this is Virgin. Classic tracks, today's best music. In the papers over the weekend, the level and standard of British etiquette is at its all-time worst. So, few questions, in fact, three of them. Should you say please when you want something? As a rule, please is the best way to get something, okay? Although, of course, men have been getting some things from women for years just by begging. But on the whole, do. Say yes. Say please, okay, if you want something. Question number two, should you push someone who pushes you? What do you reckon? Should you push somebody who pushes you? This is pretty obvious, I think. Pushing somebody who pushes you is not only immature, but it's also premature as well. Always, always wait till you are pushed first, so then you can fall, claim back trouble, and sue for thousands and thousands of pounds, okay? Answer to that. And question number three, should you hold a door open for a workmate because their hands are full? Always, always do this, unless, of course, your hands are full too, okay? Unless, of course, your hands are full, then it's everybody for themselves. Just grapple it, get out of there. 15 to 4. Classic tracks, today's best music. My name is Robin Banks. Just taking the Robin Banks etiquette test here on Virgin.
Baby, don't understand.
Aircheckdownloads.com.